So the first thing we want to do is just get ourselves here. And what I would like you to do is sit in that comfortable position with your feet flat on the floor. If you're not already there, get yourself there. Take a moment with your eyes closed and stretch whatever needs to be stretched, loosening up the tension and just acknowledging it and then letting it go. And now what I want you to do is I want you to go back to this morning when you woke up. I want you to experience the alarm going off, getting out of the bed, brushing your teeth, doing the bathroom routine, getting dressed, having something to eat before you left your home, your apartment, your dorm, and then going through the morning activities that you were engaged in, whatever you were doing this morning, and then around lunchtime. What did you have for lunch? Who did you eat lunch with? And then experience yourself doing those things you did after lunch before you went to practice. And then when you changed your gear into your baseball gear, whether it was in the locker room, in your car, wherever, and just getting yourself so that now you're there. You're right here, right now. The time is now, the place is here. Inhale and exhale. And now what I want you to do is I want you just to take a moment, bring your attention down to your toes, feel your feet resting in your socks, in your shoes, on the floor. As you inhale and exhale. And then bring that feeling up into the calves, behind the knees, the backs of the thighs, especially where the thighs are in contact with your chair. Let the chair take the weight. You carry the weight all the time, the weight of school, personal life, family, baseball. Just let the chair take the weight for the next 5 minutes as you inhale and exhale. Then come up into the lower back and the mid back and the upper back. As you bring your awareness to the back, feel the back lengthening up towards the ceiling and just letting that tension that we hold in the back dissolve. Then shift the attention out to the hands. Let the hands be soft. Soft hands are critical in baseball. Soft hands are quick hands. And as the hands release, then the forearms let go, the upper arms, coming up to the base of the neck. So now from the neck down, the body's a little more centered, a little more balanced. As you inhale and exhale. If you're feeling any tension from the neck down, let that tension be a signal that that body part needs attention. Breathe into that area. Exhale. Let the tension go. Let it go. Then move the awareness up the back of the neck, through the scalp, over the forehead, around the eyes, the cheeks, the jaw. Let the lips part slightly. Let the tongue just hang in the mouth as you breathe slow and steady, nice and easy. Inhaling and exhaling. We talk about getting control of ourselves. Let's begin by getting control of our breathing. I want you now to focus on your next 5 breaths. Follow the inhalation in through the nose and exhaling out through the mouth. And just smooth out that transition between the inhalation and the exhalation. If the mind wanders, pull it back to that transition. Every time you pull it back, you're developing self-discipline, you're developing the ability to focus and concentrate. And now I want you to take a break. Keep your eyes closed. Let the mind drift. Let it go wherever it wants. Don't judge it. Don't evaluate it. Just let it be. And now pull the attention back to the next breath as you inhale and exhale. And now what I want you to do is I want you to take five more breaths, but this time I'm going to try to distract you. I'm going to try to break your focus, break your concentration. You don't have control of what I'm going to do. You got control of how you choose to respond to it. And you're going to respond by just putting your attention on that transition of the inhalation to the exhalation. Here we go. Inhale. Hey, man. Hey, don't blow it. Don't blow it. Hey, you're a choker. Choker. Hey, don't blow it. Hey, how's your swing? How's your swing? What's your arm angle like? Ooh, got to throw a strike. Got to throw a strike. Choker, choker. Runners in scoring position. Uh-oh, better try harder. Better try harder. Don't blow it. Don't blow it. I'm in your head. I'm in your head. I'm in your head. And now, inhale and exhale. No more distractions. Get back to the breathing as you breathe nice and easy, slow and steady. So now that we've gone through our routine, our preparation to get ourselves here, we have that relaxed concentration. We've established a slow, steady breathing pattern. I want you just to take a few moments to sharpen your sword by sharpening your imagery and visualization skills. I want you to just go back to a time when you were playing where it was really going well. You were really battling that at bat, laying off pitches, fouling pitches off, squaring balls up. Where as a pitcher, you were committed to your pitch, attacking the mitt aggressively, and you're being yourself out there. You're bringing yourself to the dance and you're doing it. I want you to just get those images in your head. Get the pictures clear and vivid so you can just experience yourself performing the way you want to perform. And just put those thoughts in your head before you begin today's practice or get into today's game. Just putting some positive thoughts in your head, in your mindset, as you inhale and exhale. Get those images as clear and as vivid as you can. Inhale, take a nice breath. Exhale. Let that breath go. Let those images go. And now I want you to gradually reawaken the body. Wiggle the fingertips a little bit. Wiggle the toes. Bring the arms up. Take a nice stretch. And stretch, 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 and release. Let the eyes open. Come up into a standing position. Have your feet so they're hips width apart. And what I want you to do is I want you to lean forward a little bit and then lean back. And then lean forward. Let's go way forward to what I will call a plus five. Then let's lean back to a minus five. And then let's lean forward to a plus four. And then lean back to a minus four. And when you're at minus four, I want you to just hold it there. Because sometimes we feel a little off. Sometimes we're a little uncomfortable. But we can get it done when we're back here. We may not like it, but we know how to perform and execute when we don't feel great. Now let's go to plus three, and sometimes it shifts to here, and let's just be at plus three, and acknowledge that feeling, and then you can perform feeling like this. You're not that bad a player that you have to feel great to perform well. Because high-level performance is about compensating and adjusting, about learning to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Now let's go to minus 3, then plus 2, minus 2, plus 1, minus 1, plus a half, minus a half, plus a quarter, minus a quarter, an eighth, minus an eighth, 16th, I'm right here. The roots grow right into the ground. Strong, solid base of support. Unlock the knees a bit, come up the spinal column, put your shoulders on like a cloak. And I'm here. I'm here. The time is now. The place is here. I'm here. I'm ready to win this pitch. I'm ready. I'm in control of myself as I step in the box, as I toe the rubber, as I step in my circle. I'm here. I'm here. Great. Shake it out now. Grab your seat. Sit down. And that's the routine. Those are the steps that I take players through. Getting in that funnel, going through my preparation, making sure I have that relaxed concentration, that I'm in control of my breath, that I can handle distractions that come because they're going to come, that I can get that positive thought process going in my mind's eye by using the imagery and visualization. And then, of course, standing, being centered and balanced, sometimes being comfortable, being uncomfortable. And I do this every time with teams because those are the basic fundamental skills that you'll be going through in this book. And they relate to the RAMP-C concepts that we will explore. They definitely involve the one pitch at a time. And as you know these skills and you do these skills, you start to own these skills. And that's what this is about. He's giving you something to go to when the garbage hits the fan. Because the garbage is going to hit the fan, but you're going to be ready for it. So that you can step into that box, toe that rubber, knowing I've done everything I could, and all I have to do is do the best I can and give 100% of what I got to win that next pitch. There you go, my friends. Take care. Good talking with you.